Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I think we can officially say even further after last night that the drought is over in Lincoln, Nebraska, and most of Nebraska, at least southeast Nebraska, from that
Let's
storm.
Let's do a Super Saver thing.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are
yeah.
going to be, you guys hey. Should just go to Super Saver no. after the show.
You know what?
are you going to? You're going there, aren't you?
No.
I get an alarm. I get an alarm.
Just to stand in line.
11:55.
This is Super Saver talk.
11:55 last night. I'm in a nice sleep, and all of a sudden, my phone decides to make the loudest noise in the history of mankind.
What?
Saying there's a tornado warning in Lincoln, and
it was within a mile of me and Jake. One of the biggest warnings was Holmes Lake. That's 0.7 miles from me.
Were you affected by this tip at all or not?
Yeah.
Did you wake up?
Yeah, I was. Oh,
did your phone go off?
I had it on sleep mode.
Yeah. I think it still goes off even on sleep mode.
So mine was on silent, was on vibrate.
Yes. Mine didn't go off. Then it didn't go off. But the sirens went off just for a short time. I never take them seriously. Okay, Super Saver. What would you say at Super Saver right now? Whoa. That was a big one last night.
Big one last night.
Do you have water in your basement?
Yeah. Probably a common question. We saw a video that Bella posted. From this street right here, 12th to No, was flooded around 12:30 last night. Now, look at no flooding at all. Oh. Good to go.
Had to be a good 12. There were several, not the word, underpass, not overpass, underpasses that were yes. deemed impassable last night.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yes, like you can't go through them.
4 inches in 24 hours.
That's significant. Yeah. It's a lot.
The water table's high. Say that at Super Saver. Well, the water table's high.
We can do that.
It's the highest it's been in a long time.
It is.
A lot of trees down.
Is there
you
a lot
can
of
say
trees
that.
Down?
Oh, yeah. You can say that at Super Saver. Yeah, I mean, trees down.
I didn't see any trees down in my drive-in. None at all.
I didn't really
Not
see
a single
either.
Tree.
Oh, on the north side, there's
my
a huge
trash
tree down
can
on Adams.
I thought my trash can be in a different yard. It was in front of the house still somehow.
Yeah, nothing was moved.
I'm surprised by that.
Nothing was displaced at my house either. There's trees down on the north side, several of them. There's a huge tree down on Adams. City workers tending to it right
Is
now.
Is it crossing the road?
No, not the whole road.
Okay.
You have to go around it. One side of the road's open. It'll be a problem when traffic gets going if they don't get it out. But they're on it right now, the city workers.
They have to be.
Yeah.
Travel is important.
Were there chainsaws? Did you see any chainsaws?
There had to be, but I didn't notice. You know what you guys would be interested in? Super Saver talk. The Dominator car is it right down the street from us.
Really?
At the Holiday Inn. You know the Dominator car that can go into a tornado, then it throws down spikes and can just sit there in the middle of a tornado? That thing is sitting
you
over
saw
there.
That? You
no,
saw
it's,
it?
It's here. Yeah, it's sitting at Holiday Inn. It's called the Dominator. It follows tornadoes. It can go into the, you know, it can go right into a tornado. It's here. It's right. Yeah. It's right down the street.
We should go get a picture of that before the show's over.
Some guy comes up from the south. I don't know.
Can you imagine driving that? Like you're intensely driving into the middle of a tornado every day of your life if you can.
It has missiles on top of it that it can shoot. It can shoot it in the tornado and it does something. Yeah. So he must have. I mean, it's a storm chasing vehicle.
Reed Timmer, the driver of that, is the man's name, apparently, from Rubber Duck from LinkedIn on the text line.
Use that at Super. Oh, Reed Timmer. That's
Reed Timmer. Yeah. Every day is chasing storms to go in the middle of a tornado. That's a lifestyle
He must have heard.
That's a lifestyle choice. Let's go chase the tornado.
You don't know if it's going day or night. Like last time, it was kind of a rough one. It was a late one.
Those are the scary ones because people are sleeping. And they might not get up.
Yeah.
The first text we got today was from someone who says, anybody have a chainsaw they can borrow probably for a tree problem in the yard?
Oh, there's going to be
I don't. I do not own a chainsaw.
Yeah, I got
the
one.
The chainsaw I own, mine's a smaller one. It would not be an effective one like that. It's just more of the small DeWalt kind for small limbs.
I hope to God I don't have that issue today.
Also makes me nervous if someone that doesn't own a chainsaw is going to be running a chainsaw.
Yep.
That's something like that. Are you sure? I've got one. You sure you want to run this thing? Because I wouldn't. I wouldn't know what
to do. Do you need a tutorial on this one
first?
There'd
be a tutorial. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that go down with it.
This is where tree service people come in handy, but they'll be super busy.
They will.
If you try to get one, they'll probably tell you it'll be a couple weeks.
Tree service are probably the most stacked up people that I know because they have a regular schedule of trees that they're removing, trimming, and then all of a sudden this hits.
Boom.
Then it's like, boom. Now we got an emergency situation.
They'll be busy for weeks.
You're taking trees down nonstop.
It'd be busy. It's a busy job. Yeah. It's a busy job.
Someone has taken a direct shot at me on the text line. I just said this. Gorilla Bear says, not owning a chainsaw is the most Jake thing I've ever heard.
No, come on.
How many people own chainsaws? What percentage of people own a chainsaw?
464-5685.
Yeah, what percentage of people own a chainsaw? And don't lie to me, listeners.
Some people will just lie.
Yeah.
And say they own one.
If you go door-to-door... Okay, can I borrow your chainsaw? You're going to maybe 1 out of 12.
Right.
I mean, there's not.
Gorilla Bear. I'm common here.
Yeah, I think you're okay.
1 out of 12.
Yeah. My chainsaw is a smaller version. It does some pretty good damage, though. You could lose a limb. You could lose a finger or something.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people in Lincoln are going to be in a quandary today. Between basements, like Missing Tooth Greg's sump pump went off for the first time, I think he said in 4 years. So the sump pump's going. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about that basement flooding. We'll see on all that. It's yet to be seen. Trees. Could be a day.
Could be a day.
Hold it. Could be a day. What would a day be? What would a special day be? Hey, it's your birthday.
Why? Why?
Yeah. Louder.
No, not louder.
Bella.
Bella's here. Bella's here.
Bella's bobbing her head.
Bella's here because Ben's on vacation.
Bill,
remind us, whose birthday is it today?
Steve Sipple.
Yeah, 58.
Steve Sipple.
We got you a gift.
Yeah, thank you for the cake.
There's a gift. There's
what did it say before he cut into it?
It says happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Steve Sipple.
It does say your full name. We should have gone with Stephen M. Sipple.
The guy
Steve
wrote
Sipple
it on there at Hy-Vee. Goes, I got a little smudge at the end. Got a little tight. I go, it's okay. Wedge it in there.
Well, thank you. It's a combo cake. Good idea, by the way. Vanilla. I think it's vanilla and chocolate.
Yes. That's right.
But not mixed together. It's
no.
on the side.
Good idea.
So you get to make your choice. I wasn't sure idea. Exactly what Steve wanted. So you guys, several of you guys have Steve's personal cell phone number. Make sure you reach out to him.
Yeah, we won't give it out. If you have it already, you can text him.
He gave it out on the air, so go ahead and text him or DM him. On Twitter.
He responds to all of them. He's very responsive.
Or on TikTok or Insta.
Yeah, TikTok. Find him on TikTok. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Good God, this is going to be a day.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thanks.
Do you despise
thanks for the cake.
Your birthday? Do you? It sounds like you might.
I don't know. I kind of. No, but not. I don't.
God, what a day this should be. I'd like to follow you around today.
I don't think it'll be that interesting.
That should lead to Lindo, probably.
I can't
margarita.
Do the spillover. I can't
That's
do
fine.
Is that fine?
Yeah, it's fine. It's your birthday.
Why? Your birthday. Yeah, leave now. Leave now.
I've never believed in that whole thing where you should take your birthday off.
I know people that take like a lot of time. Raph took a month for his birthday.
Raph did take approximately a month for his birthday.
A lot of women I've known treat it like Mardi Gras. Yeah. It's like a couple weeks.
My wife takes the day off for her birthday. Yeah. I do not do that.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
Oh yeah, they're all over now. You guys
are things. Oh, they're streaming in.
We can't change the fact that your birthday, Sip. We don't hide from things in the show. Sure, we embrace things here.
Take it on head on. This is idle chit chat.
That's right.
Super saver. It's fine. I'll remember
your birthday forever because I was had to take cover. Went to the basement. Myself, Laura, and Sugar.
You guys all went down?
Went to the basement. It wasn't like really like huddled up. We kind of went on the couch downstairs. That's about it.
We were watching TV.
Yeah, I was watching.
God dang it.
We're 10, 11 strong.
We need to take it seriously. I don't take it seriously enough. I didn't go downstairs.
Well, I live downstairs, so I was already there. Like, what was I going to do? Yeah. I live in the basement, so I just went back to sleep. Checked the radar for a second, said, okay, well, if it hits, it hits. Yeah. We'll be here.
Yeah, I mean, I went outside and checked things, and it looked fine to me. I mean, I wasn't too worried. God, it was blaring, though. The sirens are loud.
I've never heard a phone make that loud a sound.
I didn't hear it, and then my phone didn't go off. I think it's on sleep, it doesn't go off.
I don't know. Mine went off. I think it was loud.
It has to. If it's a tornado warning, I think it has to overcome all your different alarms you have. If it's silent, vibrate, loud, I don't care. I think it has to.
I don't know. I mean, I'm telling you, my phone didn't.
We can ask Trip. Trip would know. Computer hardware. Trip, he would probably know if there's a setting that makes the alarms don't go off.
I'd rather ask.
I talked to Trip last night.
Did you have problems?
That problem, yeah. Laura's having problems. She has a new phone. The download system is not working very well.
Ooh.
So we had to reach out to Trip, and she'll be making a trip to Computer Hardware.
Today.
Yes.
Well, it'll be a pleasant trip.
She's going to get tacos.
I recommend the veggie burrito at Taco Inn.
Well, this will help you out from JP. He says, I had my phone on Do Not Disturb. It did not go off.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
There you go.
I think if a city worker would weigh in, would it be a city administrator that would know?
Scott Miller.
Yeah, he would know.
He would know. He's the governor and the mayor.
Governor, mayor, senator, and he also runs Laszlo's. So that would be a reason for him to.
What did he invent?
What's that? The honey mustard sauce.
And you love that.
Oh, I'd bathe in it. It's incredible.
Honey mustard.
On your fries.
Honey mustard is delightful.
I do it no other time ever except for at Laszlo's.
Somebody sent me an old lady blowing out candles. I don't like that.
We need to know all the updates.
Is there anything inappropriate come in?
I don't like that one.
You can delete it if you want to.
Oh, Nate Swift, though, weighed in. God bless Nate.
Nate Swift.
The Swifty.
This old lady. Why did you send an old lady attempting to blow out
candles? Was that Nate who did that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who it is. 201-1859.
Oh, wow. That number's out there now.
The worm turned. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're coming in. Wes. Thanks,
East Lincoln
West
is with
Thanks, guys.
How about you had one of the best wide receivers in the history of Nebraska football text you this morning?
Swifty.
That's incredible.
That's not all that incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Come on. That's a nice thing.
Yeah. He's from Minnesota, eh?
Yeah, he is. That's right.
He's from Minnesota.
Sandman says, good morning. I wasn't going to have a breakfast burrito today, but now I will in honor of Sip's birthday.
Oh,
thank you.
Good.
See, look what you make this breakfast better.
How will people celebrate? That we next on the text line. How will people celebrate Sip's birthday?
This is a big one.
This is a federal holiday.
It's not even a big one.
We'd like to know.
It's not a landmark. It's 58.
It should be a federal holiday today. Sip's birthday.
No, it shouldn't be. We should be talking about the weather. Super Saver, come on.
Well, we have already.
We've kind of covered that one.
4 inches.
That's a lot of rain.
Anybody have photos of downed trees, please send them in. Text them in. Or text Sipple.
Just text 464-5685.
Flood the text line of your downed trees, please. Yeah.
So you guys didn't have downed trees in your area?
I didn't see any.
Driving in, I came through the neighborhood. I pop out right at Holmes Lake. That's where I hit 70th. Right at Holmes.
I pop out of the neighborhood,
yes.
And you didn't see trees down.
Did not see trees
down. So maybe it got worse on our area.
I have a lot of trees in my neighborhood. I thought I'd see a bunch down. Nothing.
They said 60-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, there was. I'm serious. On the north side.
I just love the fact that Steve said he got up, looked out, and looked fine. It's pitch dark. No chance. What can you see?
We saw lightning. Maybe light in the sky. That was it. Looks fine.
Yeah.
I'm going back to sleep. At least you checked, though.
I didn't see any tornadoes.
At least you checked. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm surprised about the tree thing. Yeah, because I'm telling you, Northside, it's significant. There's one down by the Runza on, it's on 56 and Holdridge. There was one over there as you turn the corner.
Will any affect your McDonald's at all today? Is there any trees down that would affect the drive-thru at McDonald's?
Not on 27th.
Will you say something like, I'd like to get a large coffee and it's my birthday? Will you drop that in there?
You might get it free if you drop that in.
I didn't do that today.
Well, second round.
Also, if anyone has gifts for Steve, bring them down.
Let's not do that.
Bring him down.
Let's not do the gift thing.
Give him your Venmo. Give him your Venmo.
We're fine on that.
Ben missed your birthday. 7 Mile Ben's from Columbus.
But Bella's here.
Bella is here in his place.
Ben's gone for two weeks.
She does a great job.
Yes.
Eli says today should be a statewide holiday for Steve Sipple.
It should be. What if we had a state holiday?
Look at his eyes.
What if we had a state holiday?
What if?
we'll run it by Scott Miller to put that into, into play here.
Could we get a free meal from Laszlo's first, Steve? Let's check on that.
I'm trying to ramp up.
I don't need a free meal.
Yes.
I'm fine. This is excruciating.
I'll get hold of Jamie Burrow.
I guarantee you.
We'll get a breakfast out of this.
It's great. We're happy that you're here and happy birthday.
Yeah, so. I appreciate the cake, Bill.
You're welcome. It was fun to go.
I'm not joking. That's
the guy who wrote it on there was really fun too. The best part too, I'm get this written on here. I'm like, how long would it take? I can come back. He's like, 2 minutes. I go, I can wait this out. I'm gonna hang in there. I'm gonna wait this out.
Did you watch him do it then?
He was in the back doing it. No, I didn't. I just walked around looking at other pastries. I did. I go, that's a good donut.
Where
I like
was
that.
Hy-Vee
on 70th. Yes.
Okay. Good job, Bill. Yeah.
Right behind what used to
be 2 minutes.
What used to be my favorite corner in the world. What? Because you had Hy-Vee and then right there was Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is deceased now. It's a Chipotle.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying anything about Chipotle, but that's
just not Taco Bell.
There's nothing like having having the bell there.
Right.
Yeah, because now in Chipotle you can't whip through. You know why?
Why?
Did you order on your app?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Don't do that.
Chipotle
was not meant for a drive-thru where Taco Bell was. Chipotle is a great restaurant. Just does not thrive with the drive-thru.
So I want to whip into places, especially like that. I need a bean burrito and 2 soft tacos.
That's a good order.
Well, I ate, over 1,000 bean burritos at Utah State.
We have some breaking news. This is very important. Very important to get to right now.
Is there a doubt?
No. From the text line, unnamed texter says, I am a waiter at Laszlo's Monday through...
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thursday. Sipple will eat free tonight if he comes in tonight.
Yes. So right downtown here?
Please confirm, the one on Highway 56th, or are you talking about downtown Haymarket, Laszlo's? We'll confirm that.
We need a name so Steve can contact you. This will be incredible. First free meal, honey mustard.
Honey mustard. And so you're saying get that with their fries.
Is this young man or
I'm
woman?
I'm trying to figure out. They have not checked back in yet.
Available. Do they understand that Scott Miller also is the one who invented the honey mustard sauce, and do they like it on their fries?
Very important question to ask.
So good.
I might take him up on that.
We got you a free meal.
Oh, maybe more than one coming. Yeah. Let's see on that one.
At Laszlo's. We'll see if he chimes back in. He or she chimes back in.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Idle Chit Chat. Birthday Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by our friends at...
You guys.
Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer.
Yeah, the drought is over.
The drought is over.
Oh, It's soggy out there.
How can you can't mow today? And you know, I'm thinking about my buddy Seth. Seth is lawn care. He can't mow today. It's 4 inches of rain.
I don't know what Beatrice got.
They got a lot of rain. It wasn't quite four, but they got a significant amount of rain the last 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean that's. I mean,
what do you do? What do you
do
today?
The water table's high. It's high. We're getting pounded. Omaha, Missouri River is super high. I mean, it's super high.
There must have been a slight tweak in the path. I did some checking on this about 8:30, and it appeared it was going north of us. We're going to get a little bit of rain, but nothing too many. And then all of a sudden, you go
the front
to the front came through, and it was like, whoa, this made a little, this flipped south a little bit. Hang on. That's worried about.
And we got hit.
Yeah, we got hit. We got hammered.
We're all good,
though. We got hammered. We did.
But we are all here safely.
You know what's interesting about it to me is Missing Tooth Greg called it. He said it'll hit at 11 o'clock. It hit at 11:03. I mean, that's when I started hearing it. What was fascinating to me is I was up for the whole thing. And then when it was done and it was dead quiet. It was fascinating. So 11 o'clock to 12:15 ended dead quiet. I mean, it was a raging storm and then stopped. Dead quiet.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Sports.
464-5685. Call or text as always.
I can just see it. Sports.
Sports.
I informed Sip yesterday, in the rundown, obviously, that Matt Rhule was talking yesterday with Joel Klatt. This is a pre-recorded interview that was released yesterday.
Was it pre-recorded?
Yeah, I mean, it was not live yesterday. It was done. It was done.
I know that, but
it's probably a week or two ago.
In my mind, that's pre-recorded. Yeah, I think that'd be correct.
It's probably recorded at least a week or two ago and released yesterday.
Where were they? Yes. I was trying to figure that out.
Well, so if you saw, it said sponsored by the Hampton Inn. There's two hotels that sponsored the show, the big...
You think it was at a Hampton Inn?
The Big Noon Show, basically, for Joel Klatt. I think they're in the courtyard of a hotel. Outside courtyard or behind the hotel.
Inn?
I think so. That's one of the sponsors of the two sponsors of the show was that.
Okay.
I'm going with a courtyard or behind the Hampton Inn.
That's fine.
And Sip, did you watch the 25
minutes? I did.
Minutes?
26 minutes.
You were excited to watch this. You told me you were excited to tune into it.
Something to write. It was good. I thought I mean, you got a bunch of sound from it. What did you think was interesting?
Well, for some reason, this one didn't get cut up. But he was saying, basically, it's not if Nebraska makes the playoff, but when they make the playoff. He's very confident that's going to happen at some point soon, whether it's this year, next year, or 2 years down the road.
He slipped that in.
He said that.
Yeah, I mean, because Klatt was talking about how, whoa, wouldn't it be amazing if Memorial Stadium in Lincoln hosted a playoff game? And yeah, I think Rhule kind of slipped it in there, like, it'll happen. It's a matter of
you kind of have to go with that one better than going with like the
right.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Right. When a coach expresses optimism, I mean, he should. He's the leader. Yeah,
that's right.
He should win. I thought what he said, you guys sound on Dylan.
I do.
Dylan Raiola is a freshman quarterback.
You may have heard of him.
Probably will be the starter. It's not named, but he did say at one point. And this will probably be on there. He certainly has helped us raise the level of play, and I think he's going to be a guy who all of college football knows. I don't know if he's saying that about Heinrich Harburg or Daniel Kalen. It seems like we know the score here. Go ahead.
That sends a message to everybody else in recruiting that, hey, this is a good place. Like, I was going to go somewhere else. I know what's happening here. You should trust it. You should come here.
Yeah.
I think the second part of it is, so now you're attracting players from all across the country that want to come play with him. But at the end of the day, to your point, it comes down to the football. And, he has a unique feel for the game. He's really, really smart. You know, you always hear Tom Brady and those guys talk about when your best players work the hardest, you have a great team.
Yeah.
Well, Dylan's one of those guys who tries to work the hardest. And so, people talk a lot about turnovers last year, which we should. I go back and say if we can throw the ball better, you know, if we can complete third and five, if we can, you know, if we're not throwing, you know, interceptions, if we can be more aggressive because we trust our decision making. And so, that's been one of the challenges for Dylan. That's been one of the challenges for Danny and for Heinrich. Everyone wants to know who the starting quarterback is going to be in Nebraska. I'm always like, hey, it's going to take probably two, maybe three in this 17-game seasons that we want to have. And so he certainly has helped us raise the level of play, and I think he's going to be a guy that all of college football knows.
Yeah, I don't know how soon, but that's quite a compliment.
It is.
I mean, he's
a true freshman quarterback.
Yeah. Now, he didn't say all college football's going to know him right now, but at some point, which is a ringing endorsement, is what I'm getting at. That's a ringing endorsement. What else did you hear?
Well, he mentioned a little bit about turnovers there. That's obviously been a huge,
oh, yeah. Turnovers.
A huge story of last year, minus 17.
Yeah, minus 17. They had 31 turnovers.
It's not good.
Well, it's the worst. It was tied for the nation's lead. Tied for the nation's lead. Quarterbacks, 10 touchdown passes, 16 picks. That's a ratio that if you see it, another team have it, you're like, what happened there? 10.
How'd they win a game?
Touchdown. Yeah. 10 touchdown passes, 16 picks. How often do you see that even? Not very often.
Like once a year from one team or something.
Once a year from one team. Or Jameis Winston.
By himself.
I'm kidding.
31 picks that one year for Jameis
Winston. 31.
I think he had 30 touchdowns and 31 picks, something like that, the same year for the Bucs. It was incredible. Here's Matt Rhule with Joe Klatt on the turnovers from last year.
Yeah, you know, I always love when Phil Steele's magazine comes out every year. And one of the things he uses to predict success the next year is usually close losses lead to close wins. And turnovers usually lead to turnovers. Yeah. Like, let me tell you this right now. If we are minus 17 again this year, I'm gonna be playing golf. Okay, they won't have me back as the coach, and they shouldn't. Like, because it was a phenomenon that just kind of built on itself, and so obviously I didn't do a good enough job, but we won't be that this year. And again, that you talk about building, how do you do that? I think you just don't panic. You go through that year and you say, okay, guys, listen, if we just fix a couple things, we're gonna be a really good team. And so, I know we'll be better on offense. We were really good on defense.
Yes.
We were pretty solid on special teams. You know, we don't take into account enough in the Big Ten the weather. People think it's, whatever. No. There were games where it was 30, 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds in our face two quarters a game. And so I adapted as the year went on. I kind of really watched Coach Ferentz. I told him last night, you know, I know Nebraska and Iowa are idols, but I look up to Coach Ferentz and, like, how he played the field position game. And so now we enter year two. We'll be better with the turnovers. We have a better idea how to win in the Big Ten. Now the Big Ten's changed, but we have a better idea with most of the teams and how to win. And our players now, most importantly, you know, a lot of people don't transfer out of Nebraska. Most of our guys want to stay and be a part of it. So we have a lot of guys who are there during those moments who will make the different decisions this year.
There you go. Yeah, the wins, all that is a factor. They're not going to turn it over like they did last year. You wouldn't think.
I hope not.
Now, and Bill mentions it a lot. The schedule is extremely manageable. So they're set up, and they have 19 seniors. And they have, gosh, I don't know what the starter total is, but, you know, obviously 8 starters back on defense, probably 6 on offense, 7 on offense. A lot of starters back. You got your punter back. You got your kicker back. I mean, they should be pretty good. They should be on paper. You just don't. I don't know. You don't know because the close game phenomenon is real. You don't. They got to win some close games. Probably starting with Colorado. I mean, I don't think they're going to blow out Colorado. He talked about Shadur a little bit. He said Shadur is one of the best college football players he's ever played against.
Ever?
Yeah, that's what he said at the end. If you watch it to its duration, Jake.
I must have missed the last 2 minutes of it. My bad.
He said that.
Pause.
He said he's one of the best he's played against. You know. I mean, it's not a huge stretch. I mean, I saw the other day he's projected as the number 2 quarterback to be picked. What's going on?
Just checking. Bella's writing something over there.
So that's that. That's that. What else you got?
We have a phone call.
Oh, for God's sake.
We got a phone call. Bill, we're taking this one.
Okay.
Clear it with Bill.
This is from Brad and Chris.
McCaw. I like Bill.
Hey, Brad and Chris at the Baldwin Shop are chiming in. Brad, what's going on, guys? And Chris.
Hey, we called. We know what this day is. It's my beautiful wife's birthday, and it's also Steve Sipple's birthday. And we wanted to call and wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you, Chris and Brad. Appreciate it. It's your wife's birthday.
Yes. Steve, she's a 1956 baby, and what I call an Eisenhower baby.
Okay. I think I'm a Nixon baby. So I don't know. Who's president in 66?
That was LBJ.
Was it?
Chris knows. Chris was alive.
LBJ. Okay. That dates me a little bit.
Now, I'd like to tell Coach Bill we give a weather report down south there between Yankee Hill and Pine Lake. We had an inch 45
total in rain, and the sirens did blow at midnight last night. Mm-hmm. But Brad at his place on 75th and Vine had 360.
360.
Whoa. That's the difference. How about that?
How about that for the cell?
Wow.
Yeah. And there are two cars stuck under the bypass up here, the railroad bridge, just south of 48th and Cornhusker. And they one looks like it's floating.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know right where that's at.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, we have problems with that all the time there at that spot. But they put pumps in there, I believe, a few years ago. But it doesn't look like they're working because there looks like there's still about 6 feet of water down there.
Man, we got hammered. We got hammered. Thank you.
Thank you for the report,
well,
Chris.
Well, listen, hey, guys, we'll let you go. I hope you guys have a good day.
And thank you.
Enjoying the show.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Chris. That's very nice. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I mean, it's great. We haven't heard have him call in. It's been a while. Vince from Napa. Let's hear from you.
Where you at, Vince? And we saw Chris and Brad 2 weeks ago over here doing the
toilet paper
on the streets.
Yeah, that was incredible.
But now they're back working.
Streets look good. I mean, if you notice, the streets look good out there.
They do toilet good. Paper. Toilet paper's gone.
Toilet paper's gone.
Biodegradable.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
I'm seeing some response from people that watched the interview in full from mm-hmm. Joel Klatt and Matt Rhule. People are said, you know, they love what Matt Rhule said. Again, he does a lot of things right when he's doing these media sessions.
Yeah, he's well-spoken. And Klatt's really good. It was a good interview. Klatt has surpassed Kirk Herbstreit as the voice of college football.
Is that breaking news or not?
No, it's not breaking news. It's just an opinion. But I think he has. He's a little bit more pointed with, like, he's more opinionated. And he's not wishy-washy about it. Herbstreit can be a little wishy-washy. Doesn't want to upset people. Klatt doesn't upset people, I don't think, a lot. But he's just a little more pointed with his opinions. And he's the man. I think he's taken over. That's what I think.
When did this opinion change for you? Because you like Herbstreit.
I love Herbstreit. I love
Herbstreit. You're a big Herbie fan.
Yeah. Last 2 years. Yeah, Klatt's really good. He's freaky good.
He is
He's got a little bit more of an edge to him. You know, if he's like, yeah, he's got more. I'm just going to leave it at that. He's got a little more of an edge to
him. He's younger than Herbstreit, yes.
He's
quite a bit younger than Herbstreit, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your update from Matt Rhule, Joel Klatt. Before we get to break, hey, I know a place that might take care of Sip for breakfast today.
Where?
Who's that?
That's Early Bird. Early Bird at 19th and K. It's a modern take, Sip, on your classic diner, open daily from 6:30 to 2:30. Early Bird was hatched right here in Nebraska. They serve breakfast, lunch, and brunch with classic diner options like breakfast burritos, like those. French toast, chicken fried steak, but also how about cinnamon roll pancakes?
Because that sounds like you. That. You guys like that.
Breakfast appetizers and delicious brunch cocktail. That's right, adult brunch cocktails. So head over there.
This is Jamie Burrow's place.
That's right,
Jamie Burrow
at 19th.
You can sit and talk to him about his great time as being a Husker linebacker. You can talk to him about his dad coaching here, Jimmy. And then, hey, what's your brother Joe up to with the Bengals?
Jimmy's very proud of Joe.
You can stop and have breakfast. How about this one now? Breakfast nachos. Where else do you get that?
Because that sounds
good. How about that in your grill?
Oh, that sounds good.
And breakfast nachos. You like that? How about some Cinnabobs? Skewers of fried cinnamon rolls on a skewer.
Stop.
Not a Shiska, Bob.
That's a real
Cinnabob.
Breakfast.
A Cinnabob. It's a real breakfast place. Jalapeno popper hash holes.
Yeah.
How about that?
Very questionable, but
the name.
Hey, where is this place?
19th and K in Lincoln. Also, they have locations in Omaha and Iowa as well.
19th and K, so it's kind of like on this side of town.
It is on this side of town.
How about this one?
You don't got to go all the way south.
No,
not at all. Want a bird tart? Got bird tarts.
Well, I wonder if Jamie's there sometimes.
He bounces around. He
bounces around
between different facilities. He'll jump in and cook a little bit too.
Jamie was the starting middle linebacker on the 2001 team and distinguished himself. I mean, he was
a very good team.
Yeah.
Very good team.
When pigs fly, another one. If you walk in and just say, like, some scrambled eggs, please, they might throw you out. No. They might throw you out.
You guys get scrambled eggs and ketchup.
Yeah, I guess. No.
Just go back. Get out of here.
Yeah, you're simple.
I'm telling you, whip over there. How about having that type of a menu? I mean, these guys, this isn't like, let's just open it up and see how it works.
When birds fly?
When birds fly.
I wonder what that is.
Want a bird tart?
Yep.
Odd. I mean,
hash hole.
Easy.
There's no chance that I ever go there, and the first thing I don't get is the breakfast nachos.
That sounds pretty
good. That's happening. That sounds like an incredible food.
Usually breakfast nachos are nachos left over from the night before.
No.
It sounds pretty good. Not this place. Not an early bird.
If Joe stops in to have breakfast, Joe Burrows in Lincoln, guess where he'll go?
19th and K.
So you might be able to see him.
Right over by the Capitol.
You might be able to get an autograph or something.
Is that over by the Capitol?
Yeah, it's near the Capitol.
Might stop in the Capitol.
You could do that.
Might stop in the Capitol.
Early bird, 19th and K. And by the way, open on the 4th of July. So head there for brunch before you have your fireworks festivities.
We're going on the 4th.
We'll be there.
Open on the 4th?
Yeah.
Open on the
4th. That's incredible. Thank you.
McDonald's will be open too. I'm sorry to Jamie. Personal apology to Jamie. I love Jamie.
When we come back, there's some news at Utah. Get to that next at Early Break in the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.